TIC Productions presents India's premier Bollywood podcast. You're listening to Bollywood Weekly. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. I have with me the beautiful Uttara Malhotra.
Hello, hi.
Making a comeback to the podcast. Firstly, obviously have to address the fact that the podcast has been missing for the last 3 weeks. There is a genuine reason for that in that I was severely unwell for a large part of that time and therefore was not able to watch movies or have the time to even find people who had watched the movies and record. So we missed Lipstick Under My Burqa, which we will try to catch up on with a makeup podcast. We missed Mubaraka, which I don't think we're going to make up do a makeup podcast on. Although that movie actually had more enthusiastic people who wanted to see it, so maybe, who knows. But the plan is now that I'm back in reasonably good health, to continue on with the podcast and make sure that we don't keep missing weeks and missing movies. So I know I've said that before, but this was really an unforeseen circumstance. So apologies for that. Okay, now, Jab Harry Met Sejal is the inauspicious reason of our return. Uttara, why don't you take the floor?
Okay, so the movie had some bad reviews going into it, so I had pretty low expectations. I thought the first half was a usual romantic comedy, if you like, nothing extraordinary, nothing that was so terrible as well. I mean, you kind of saw where the storyline was going. I felt like the second half was dragged on a lot, and I just kept looking at the timing, like, okay, when is this movie getting over? Like, what's happening now? Like, it's just getting dragged on, so those are my initial reactions.
Yeah, I mean, the first half was like a very okay film. Like, the other layer to this is obviously an Imtiaz Ali film. And all of his movies, they do follow a kind of similar trajectory in terms of, you know, two characters who are like lost and trying to find themselves, and they help each other, you know, discover what life is all about, etc. But it usually, as films do that in a very different and interesting way. And in a much more, there's a lot more gravitas to it. In this film, none of their problems seem very, like, serious. They just seem to be, like, two not likable people, first of all. Because even from the start, when Sejal comes back from her plane, she's basically just bullying Shahrukh, Harry, whatever you want to call him, into, like, you know, helping him find a ring. And he's like, I'm not your tour guide. Like, I'm off duty. Like, you can't speak to me like this. You can't just force me to do something. And she basically just makes him go out of his way against his will, going beyond the realms of what is reasonable or what could be expected of someone.
She basically blackmailed him because she said that if you don't take me, then I'll write a bad review to the tour company.
And she also insults him, being like, okay, tell me your price, like, I'll just pay you. Like, as if he's some, like, male hooker and he has, like, nothing better to do. So that, like, from the start, that rubbed me the wrong way. And then throughout the film, like, you know, there's this whole weird storyline or story arc of where Sejal is like, oh, why don't you find me attractive? And like, kya main layak nahi hu? Whereas he's like, no, you're like really beautiful and pure and this and that. And like, it was like funny the first time it happened because his reaction was funny because he was like, even if I give you a compliment, you find some way to find an insult out of it. Hashtag relatable. But then beyond that, it was just like, why are you so like obsessed with this weird insecurity? And like, okay, fine, I understand if you're insecure, but like that, it never goes anywhere. She just keeps giving him shit and then that's it. Nothing happens.
And also the whole notion of her pretending to be his girlfriend when she's actually engaged, I found that to be really strange as well.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't make sense to me why, I mean, she suggests this because Shahrukh is lonely, but I mean, this isn't a solution to that. You can always say, I'll be your friend. It doesn't have to be in a form of like a romantic relationship, especially when you're engaged. I just found that to be really weird as well. I mean, and the whole way that they actually got together was because she lost the ring in the first place, her engagement ring. So I felt like that also was just really off. I don't know. I just found the whole movie strange.
Yeah, and I mean, again, like, it's like Imtiaz took all the cliches and tropes of his films and put them together without actually building a story or building characters around it. In terms of acting, I mean, Shah Rukh was just himself, basically. He's like a witty, charming dude who's whatever, who's just like, just waltzing through life without a care in the world, seemingly. Anushka is also just her usual bubbly girl who is being chased by smitten lovers, like same as Aidil and Mushkil, exactly. And no one, like, when you have the problem now when Shah Rukh and people like Shah Rukh, Salman, etc. make films, is when they are in the film, there's no space for anyone else. So he has to be the center of everything that happens. And just really bizarre things keep happening. There's no real story to speak of. There's just, it's just very strange. They're in between. There's some, like, first of all, every place in Europe is shown as this, like, immoral place where everyone is just partying and hooking up and, like, doing weird things. There's some criminal angle that comes in between of this, like, small-time criminal who apparently has stolen the ring, but, like, he turns out to be, like, a nice guy who's just, like, wants to be recognized. Like, weird stuff. Like, very non-Imtiaz Ali-like.
Well, like you said, it was just a lot of different cliches put together into one thing. It was just a jumble. And it wasn't that great. Like, I'm a big Shah Rukh fan, and I was quite disappointed in this movie. And he looked really old as well, and she's really young. I just felt like that combination as well just didn't work.
Shah Rukh, actually, I thought, looks better in the film than he did does in the trailers and in all his appearances. Like, over there, he really looks, like, old and wrinkly. Whereas, I guess, the Red Chili's VFX team has done a good job of making him look reasonably, reasonably kind of, you know, good. But, yeah. Music, what did you think of the music?
I liked just once. I mean, there weren't that many songs anyway in the movie. I liked...
There were quite a few songs. They just put them as, like, background score, yeah, as opposed to...
Then an actual song where, yeah, people are singing and dancing. But I like one song. I don't know the name. The one where they're on the train. It starts from when they're on the train.
Yeah, the romantic song, which I think is sung by Arijit.
Yeah, that was a really, really nice song. I think that's one of the positives from the movie. That song was quite good. Other than that, none of the other songs really stood out that much to me, at least.
What about Diplo and Pritam collaboration?
I didn't actually know that it was him until you told me, but, yeah.
You haven't seen the video of Diplo doing this, Diplo and Shah Rukh just sitting and doing this. That's the hand movement that no one can see since this is a podcast.
No, but I have not seen that.
Like, if you watch that, Shah Rukh really looks old and wrinkly there. Like, and Diplo also looks like a clown. I don't know what they've done with him, but, it's true. Why are you laughing?
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, that was one of the positives from the movie. I liked her clothes in general. I thought that's another positive from the movie.
I also found that weird because she's just unnecessarily dressed in, like, short, promiscuous clothes throughout the movie. It has, like, no bearing on her personality or her character in any way.
Yeah, I mean, I thought her clothes were fine.
I mean, not that I'm complaining. Like, I have no issues looking at Anushka Sharma in short clothes, but I found it just, like, overly... This is unnecessary, I thought. It seemed not that realistic that, even though, okay, fine, she's in Europe, whatever. And I like how now when she was back in Bombay, she was nicely wearing a kurta.
Guys wearing kurta.
Same thing. So that was very strange. And their whole, like, and okay, spoiler alert, sorry, but their whole chemistry and the way their story arc completes is just random, because at multiple times, Shah Rukh and her both make it very clear to each other, like, they are into each other, and she's like, oh, I can't leave my fiancé and my life in Bombay and whatever, this is just like an escape. And Shah Rukh, and she's like, tell me what you want, and Shah Rukh is like, it doesn't matter, like, it matters what you want. And, like, he says all this stuff, like, you can save me, and, like, all this nonsense. And he says, you know, what if it was, like, what if the thing I was looking was for you? Was you all along and all of that. And then she goes, and then Shah Rukh's friend is like, oh, but you never told her. Obviously, she's going to go. Like, how do you know? And then in the most cliched way possible, Shah Rukh gets on a plane and goes to India. And I literally face-palmed at this moment. I was like, why? Why have they done this? And then he goes to India, to her wedding, but it's not her wedding because she's cancelled it. And she's just cancelled her wedding, but she conveniently happens to be sitting outside the venue of the wedding on the date the wedding is supposed to happen. You can laugh like out loud. Uttara's doing silent laughter. Now it just looks like I'm just rambling and no one is finding this funny. So please, you know, your laughter adds to the podcast. So please laugh out loud. Put the question. Not like that, but okay. But anyway, she conveniently is sitting outside and I'm like, what if Shah Rukh didn't come back? Like, what if he was just like, yeah, she's gone and got married. Like, A, do people not have like Facebook and like ways to keep in touch? Like, she just cancelled her wedding because of Shah Rukh basically and didn't bother messaging him or telling him anything. But he just happened to show up in like Bombay on the day of when her wedding was supposed to be. So I found that just, you know, like, this is like 2017. It's just not, you can't expect audiences to be so dumb.
And that was another cliche thing as well. His best friend was like this fat, funny dude, which I feel like is also, which they have in so many movies. Like, that's the sidekick or best friend. Again, just another cliche.
And then, of course, at the end, he goes back to his village in Punjab. For no reason, like just to film a song there, basically. Yes.
So he left India to become a singer.
To Canada.
Yeah, and that didn't happen, so he became a tour guide. So that also doesn't really like make sense because they keep showing flashbacks of him in Punjab and it's a black and white thing. And then finally, when both him and her go back to Punjab at the end, there's color in those flashbacks. So maybe to symbolize that.
Yeah, but also, like, yeah, now. Again, his background, because he's basically shown as this, like, you know, lonely alcoholic, not alcoholic, but like lonely guy who just every night just goes out and drinks, which I guess is an alcoholic, but who just goes out and drinks and womanizes and, like, you know, has one night stands with girls and whatever. Again, cliche trope, but there's no usually, you know, there is some reason or motivation behind it. Like, he was in love with someone. And, like, she broke his heart or he's, like, afraid of commitment because of some issue with his pen. Like, no, it's just like, I left to become a singer and then that failed and, like, I was just too lazy to try to do anything else. So now I'm a tour guide who drinks. Just, like, there was no, you know, no clear reason for him to be the way he was. No justification as to why he is that and any, no big event or something that happened in his life to make him that way. It was just like that, like, it was very hard to, like, feel anything for his character. Or for Anushka's either, because she is also just, like, a randomly roaming around Europe with some dude she just met.
But I have to give it to her. She had to play a Gujarati. Her accent was quite good. I wouldn't say it was believable, because I think we've seen her in many other movies where clearly she doesn't speak like that. But I think she did a pretty good job doing that.
The thing is, though, like, I felt it was a bit unnecessary because there was no reason to give her the accent. And obviously, like, it doesn't, like, the trailers make it sound horrible because they literally just pick out the points where the accent is the strongest and they put that in the trailer. Like, actually, I don't understand what your problem is. Like, that's not how she talks for the whole movie, luckily. But in that one line, she does say that in that voice. So, the thing is, like, that is just unnecessarily caricaturish and just, you know, to bring out some random... It wasn't even... I don't know if it was for humor or just to get Gujarati people excited or what, because that is a community that's very proud. But I felt it was, like, she did a good job in terms of making it still feel kind of believable and real, but I felt like having it in the first place was just unnecessary and not needed. Shah Rukh's Punjabi, this thing is still fine. Because it was also not, it was not over the top. It was, he was talking normally and occasionally when he spoke in Punjabi, like he would speak reasonably authentic Punjabi as the Punjabi, you should comment on that. I'm like South Indian, so, you know, for all I know, that could just be a
tone. Punjabi represent!
Okay then. But yeah, I found even the accent, it was like, why? What is the need for this?
And also the part where she kept FaceTiming her sister.
Yeah.
Again, like, I don't know if it was product placement or what. She kept saying iPad as well. They both had iPhones the whole movie. That was just, I don't know as well what was going on.
No, I think that is just Apple is so ubiquitous now that everyone just uses. iPads and FaceTime. As someone who does brand integrations on a day-to-day basis, I can tell you that didn't seem like a brand integration. Unlike the various places in Europe, which were just there for no reason.
But actually, the places that they showed, because they went to numerous places in Europe, including Prague, Amsterdam,
Budapest,
Portugal,
Frankfurt,
yeah. I mean, they didn't show like the very like popular touristy places for those countries, which was kind of good. Like, I mean, it's like saying that you go shoot Paris and the Eiffel Towers there. You know,
I feel like they didn't actually go to all these places. I think they just shot it all in one city and pretended like they were different cities because every city looked the same. Like, it actually just looked the exact same.
I felt like Amsterdam definitely looked realistic with the whole canals and everything.
I'm exaggerating, but yeah. The other thing that was strange is, so obviously, I mean, we're in Bombay, so there were no subtitles, much to Uttara's disappointment. But there's like one sequence or a couple of sequences where they are, you know, talking to someone European, and so they are talking to that person in English, at which point they have subtitles which are like Hindi words but written in English. So I'm like, who are you trying to, like, people who understand English will understand the dialogue anyway. People who don't understand English aren't going to be able to read the English Hindi words you're putting in there. So if you're putting subtitles, why don't you just put it in Hindi? Okay, everyone, I'm not making this up. Uttara is silent laughing again and she's laughing hysterically. So this is actually me being funny and me making a valid point. Can you, like, just, listeners are going to just wonder, like, why is this dude rambling to himself?
No, I mean, and also when they were speaking German, somehow Shahrukh started speaking German as well.
Yeah, no subtitles for that.
Yeah, like, there were no subtitles for that part. Like, there was no English or Hindi subtitles for that. So, I mean, again, it was just strange. I think overall, the movie, you could just sum it up in one word, strange.
Yeah, I don't have a better word to sum it up. Strange, mediocre, average are probably other words I would use to describe. But that's about it. Anything else on this movie?
Not really. I wouldn't recommend viewers to go watch it unless you're a diehard Shah Rukh Khan fan. I don't know if you would still like the movie. And also,
if you're a diehard Shah Rukh Khan fan, like, wait for it to come out on Netflix or Prime Video and then watch it.
Yeah. I thought it was quite a waste of 2.5, almost 3 hours.
Yes, as I'm acutely aware and was told repeatedly. At least it was better than ABCD2, which is the first movie you watched with me. Okay, no comment there, clearly. Okay, moving on. Trailers. We have a ridiculous number of trailers that we missed, so we won't cover all of them necessarily, but let's try to get through as many as we can, starting with the ones we watched in the theater today. So, first one was A Gentleman with Siddharth Malhotra and Jacqueline Fernandez. Thoughts?
So, I couldn't really understand the trailer, but from what I gathered, it was that he has a double role.
Yes.
And it's
like the whole new generation of Bollywood is taking turns to play double roles. Like Arjun Kapoor did. Like Varun Dhawan is like, no, I can do it better. Now Siddharth Malhotra is like, no, let me try to do it with an action movie. So yeah, very strange.
I mean, it just looks like a usual movie where there's one guy who's the Sida Sada guy, and then one guy who's a criminal or something, and people are after him. And then they obviously get confused. People get confused between both of them, and they're caught up in each other's lives. And there's a girl, of course. It looks like that type of movie, action movie.
Yeah. This movie was supposed to be allegedly Bang Bang 2. And then they decided to not associate themselves with the Bang Bang name. Probably a good move there. But yeah, nothing very exciting about this movie. The next trailer we're going to talk about is Lucknow Central, which is Farhan Akhtar. It's very interesting because it's the second trailer that came out in the space of a week, which was about a jail and music, like creating a band in a jail or creating music in a jail, which I found a very random subject for which to have two movies releasing like so close to each other. But you are a Farhan Akhtar fan, so what were your thoughts?
The trailer looked interesting, but, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really gauge from it. I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest. But, I mean, I'm a big fan of his, so I would probably end up watching the movie.
Okay. Since you weren't paying attention, you could have led with that, and then I would have skipped to this trailer. but cool. In terms of my view on that thriller, it's definitely better than Kaidi Band. So between the two musical jail setting movies, I will definitely go for this one over that. Also, I mean, Farhan Akhtar typically makes good movies and has a reasonably good track record, so I'm more intrigued about that than I am about Kaidi Band as a natural point of comparison. Even otherwise, I think, I feel like if I had just watched it alone, I would have been more excited by it. Given that it came so close after Kaidi Band, I'm like a bit, you know, more skeptical about it. Okay, there's that. The next movie was Secret Superstar, which Uttara is frantically trying to Google. So yes, Secret Superstar.
I mean, I liked the movie, the trailer at least. It looked really interesting and different. It talks about basically how a girl wants to become a musician and her dad is not too keen on that. And I think it's quite relatable in a country like India where I wouldn't say women, but just generally people are not encouraged to go into this type of field such as music or art where your future is not very certain. So I thought it looks quite good. I'd probably watch it. The music sounds quite nice as well. Amir Khan looks strange. I don't know what he's done with his hair.
But Amir Khan, like, I mean, his character in the movie is like a stereotypical, like, larger-than-life music director who is, like, eccentric and whatnot. So from that perspective, I think it makes sense. Zaira Wasim was amazing in Dangal, and even in this trailer, her acting is, like, really on point. So I'm very excited. Out of all the trailers, this is the one I'm probably most excited about. And obviously any project associated with Amir Khan usually is good. So
I agree. I look forward to seeing that movie as well.
Cool. Couple of other movies that did not get shown today, but I'll talk about is, one is Bareilly Ki Barfi, which I don't remember whether or not we addressed it since the last podcast was so long ago. Thank you for reminding listeners. But Bareilly Ki Barfi, I think when I saw like the first teaser, I was not that excited by it, mostly because of the presence of Kriti Sanon, who I don't see how she can pull off this role. But once the trailer actually came out, it looks pretty good. And obviously it's Nitish Tiwari who's just coming back of Dangal. So I think, you know, that is again, that is also a movie that has potential to actually be something fun and nice and interesting. The other trailer which came out this week, which I found hilarious, was Shubh Mangal Savdhan, which is again Ayushman and Bhumi Pednekar. And I'm now like a Bhumi Pednekar fan after having worked with her at on the filter copy video that she did with us. Subtle plug to go watch that video with Akshay Kumar and Bhumi. But she and Ayushman in this movie are both really, in this trailer, I mean, are both really hilarious. The trailer is about basically the fact that Ayushman has erectile dysfunction / is not very well endowed down there. And he's already, you know, he did Vicky Donor on a similar kind of, not taboo per se, but on a topic that like in India, people don't really talk about. But again, it's done in a really funny, family friendly kind of way. So that I'm really excited and curious to see how that turns out, and I have high hopes for it. Anything to add, Uttara?
Nope, that's all.
Okay, well, in that case, that is a wrap for this episode of Bollywood Weekly. I promise to do my best to make sure that we are back regularly and not again 3-4 weeks later. But now that my health is, you know, in good shape again, that won't be the case. So thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and share this podcast with everyone you know and all of that good stuff.
Bye!
And Uttara, thanks for being here. We hope to have you back, even though you probably don't want to be back anytime soon.
I'll be back for a good movie.
You said that last time also.
They need to come up with a good movie first.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments, if there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of. We will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.